we're live. Jeff Dens, Forrest Dens here for another Father Son podcast. How you doing, Forrest?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing really good. Mom's out of town for looks like 30 days, man. How you feeling?
Good.
Think you're gonna survive this time?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Last time you were a little nervous that you were gonna die.
I was.
I don't know. You seemed like it.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
Not this time.
No.
No.
What was going on with you today at the grocery store? You're like running everybody over with that car. I had to take your license away. You had some,
and then you almost crashed into somebody.
You had some serious Asian driving going on. Well, that lady apologized twice because she said that it was her fault. And then I said, I don't think it was your fault, but that's okay. I accept your apology.
Anyways.
Yeah, you were nuts. You were all over the place. It made me laugh.
I don't know. I think it was a mixture of us being too aware and them being not as aware.
Yeah, they were definitely not aware where they were going. It was crazy. Everyone's sad because the Bills lost.
Maybe. That was a bad game.
That was an alright game. Josh Allen looked okay. I mean, even though GR says that throw at the end was pretty garbage, Clay should make that catch. Make that catch.
I don't really want to talk about it.
He's one of the highest ranked players. Gotta make that catch.
But all I'm going to say about the throw is that I don't know if he can make it much better under the circumstances that he's in, and he just evaded 8 people.
He could throw a little bit better.
But besides the terrible loss, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Mom's gone for 30 days, so we're going to try and survive.
Yeah.
So that means you're going to have to do a little bit more work. Help me out
while
you're gone. We started out pretty good today. We got an hour of work on each, which is pretty good because Mom went to the airport a little bit later. So, you know, we're going to get to bed on time early because we got to get up earlier to get to Lala's. So Lala doesn't end up strangling me by the end of this trip. I would like you to start coming to death camp next week.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool because that other kid's going to be there. So we can start Sunday fun day, not death camp. I apologize if you listen to this, Coach Mustafa. It was actually pretty cool being there today, and it made me think about you a lot. It was the McBride girls I might get her name wrong, but I believe her name is Melinda. That little lithe Asian girl. She's like pretty small. Maybe, I don't know. She looks like a kid, but she's probably like older. Like, I'm really old, so everyone looks young to me. You know? Unless they're like 40, they look like a little kid to me. But she's really small, and she's like a kid. And she was there, and Minhouse was there, and it was the McBrides. And they both left a little bit early. So by the time I was leaving, it was just me and the McBrides, dude. And it was like such a cool sight to see the whole family like training together, and Mustafa, myself, and Muhammad. And then all the sisters were trying to take Muhammad down, and we weren't going to leave till we could take Muhammad down. But then we had to go because I had to come and pick up Mom so we could go to the airport. But if I knew Mom was going to be late, or her flight would be late, I would have stayed there until we finally took Muhammad down. It may take all 5 of us to get him down, but we would get him. And I hope someday that'll be us. We'll just be there hanging out, training, you know. It was just like a really cool picture.
Yeah. Anyways, talking about training, I have kind of a sciencey question for you.
I'm not very sciencey, but go ahead and shoot.
Well, what do you think is better as a workout, like calisthenics or weight training?
As far as what?
Like, what do you think is better for building muscle or and just being fitter overall? Like, not cardio-wise, but
for being fit or for building muscle? Because resistance training is definitely the way to get bigger and stronger. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be with just weights. You can do calisthenics with, like, a heavy kettlebell and kind of combine the two, or, you know, do body weight exercises even. You know, like push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, those 10-count squats that I showed you, or, you know, others, all kinds of squats. But I think you really need both to be truly healthy. And there's been a lot of studies that show as you get older, once you get into your 40s, if you lift weights, it definitely has a very positive benefit for your overall health.
If you lift weights?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by calisthenics, what exactly were we talking about?
Like not using a whole lot of weight and just using like bars and stuff and mostly body weight stuff.
Yeah, resistance training is pretty much all the same. So, like, whether you're resisting with a rubber band or a weight, it's kind of the same. The only thing that's different is, like, the motion that you can use. A lot of people think that, like, heavy weights actually restrict the motion that you're doing. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle of everything. I think, like, lifting weights does make you stronger. A lot of people say it doesn't really make you stronger, and they do, like, CrossFit kind of stuff, like real explosive measures. But I think you need to mix weightlifting with the explosive measures, too. I think you need to have a little bit of everything, at least in the sports that we're talking about, for our disciplines, for martial arts, for kickboxing or wrestling or jiu-jitsu.
You need a lot of explosive movement for, like, football and basketball, though. Right. So.
Yeah, and that, too. But that's even more sport-specific, because you don't need to be a football, you need to be strong everywhere. And basketball, you don't really need to be all that strong. You just need to be
explosive
and in good shape.
Yeah.
Football, you need to be, it's like fighting. You need to be strong, aggressive, and have quick twitch.
The thing about fighting, though, is you have to meet a certain weight. So it's kind of harder, right? Harder to get big without getting overweight.
Over the weight class, yeah, but see, like, this is like a whole different topic, because I had to stop for a second, because thinking about what you said, you're correct, but what happens is guys get bigger and they just suck more water out of their body when they make weight. So that's not necessarily the truth, because guys always want to be bigger and then get down a little smaller, so when they get the water back in them, they're bigger again. So, like, I think that's something that's pretty wrong in MMA. And wrestling in general. And wrestling, they have, like, hydration tests. But, you know,
it's got to be. To kind of change the topic, like, a little bit, or kind of morph our last topic into a new one, what do you think about weight classes?
As far as what?
Like, I don't know, talking about what we were just talking about, do you think they should be looser, maybe?
Not looser. I think there should be more weight classes. Maybe every 10 pounds in UFC. And I definitely think there should be hydration tests, because any combat sport where you're cutting that much weight is really dangerous. And then to add on top of the fact that you're punching guys in the head when they're a little bit dehydrated, I don't know.
It's not exactly healthy.
Right. That's why I've been fighting a little bit higher weight, to just keep my brain safe. I felt like when I made 145, my chin was a little weak. And I think some of that had to do with the weight cut. I didn't have, like, the very best weight cut, because I was hanging out with Coach Herbert a little bit. And I actually lost a little bit more weight than I should have, like, while we were waiting for Herbert to make weight. But not that much. And at 55, I feel like I have a chin still. Like, I mean, I ate two big head kicks in a fight, and I was all right, you know. I think the weight cut's bad for your brain, especially as you get older, like me. Like, fat and old.
And the more dehydrated you get, like, and that's the problem, because for most people, it takes them a while to get to, like, a really high level of MMA where they're going to get recognition, which I'm guessing is the ultimate goal for everybody. They end up being really old and, like, well, not really old, but they end up getting high 30s and early 40s, so I think it's kind of even worse for fighters that are trying to be on top, right, who have taken, like, a long, long road to get to such a high level.
Although the old guard looked pretty good this week.
Yeah.
Shogun Hua looked great. He had a good chin. Mark Hunt, maybe not so much, but Junior Dos Santos, woo-wee! And I'm not sure. I watched that fight, dude. I really think that Hunt got hurt a little bit from that leg kick. Mm-hmm. Where he was bleeding, like, he stopped throwing leg kicks. And I'm not sure, he might have been tired, though, because he did look fatigued in the second and third round, no matter what the commentators said. But I don't think it takes that much more energy in his fighting style to throw those kicks he was throwing. Because he's not really aiming them, he's just blasting them. He's trying to hit him in the arm or his shin. He don't give a care in the world, you know.
He's just trying to hit him hard.
Like that, I didn't swear. I'm doing better on these father-son podcasts. I'm trying not to swear so hard.
What about
it's tough being in this room not swearing, because I see you with Ray all the time, and, like, the stuff that comes out of her mouth can be pretty disgusting.
What do you think about the Street Fighter guy that was in the main event?
Junior Dos Santos? Oh, the other guy?
The guy he was fighting, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen too many of his fights. He looks a little wild. He's tough, though. He ate a lot of shots.
He was undefeated before that.
I honestly think that was a bad stoppage, especially for a main event.
But, like,
he's fighting back. He's throwing punches. They asked you to show that you're intelligently defending yourself. Doesn't mean that you're doing, like, the best thing that you can to defend yourself. It just means that you're showing that.
Wouldn't he have gotten like
your mind is still in the fight? That like you're not concussed.
Wouldn't have he have gotten a lot of? He could have ended up with brain damage though, or it could have been a really bad knockout if they didn't stop it at then.
Yeah, but that's what is supposed to happen.
But like
the goal. Listen, the goal of MMA is to hurt your opponent permanently. It is. That's the goal. It's not a nice sport. It's not something you should look into doing unless you're willing to hurt someone badly.
I don't know. I liked it. I like the stoppage.
You're soft.
And he was doing this.
He was hitting back.
He was barely punching him back. I mean,
he's still fighting.
It's pretty bad.
All he's got to do is survive another minute.
I don't think he would have, though.
He probably would have. He's tough. He's young. He's got heart. His brain.
What if he started throwing elbows?
JDS?
Yeah.
Maybe he gets him off because he comes down lower.
What?
Maybe when you throw elbows, you have to commit a little bit more so it breaks your posture so you come over more. So it's easier to defend because then instead of having your back up straight, you bend over.
But if he hits him with one big elbow, I mean.
Maybe he deflects part of it and now he's down. And now he's got his posture broken. Now he sweeps him because he's big and roly poly.
If he was doing this, he wouldn't block it.
No one can see what you're doing.
So basically what he was doing is he was on bottom and he's punching
up.
Like
he's punching up. The guy was mounted on him and he was punching up. I've done that before. I do that all the time.
Yeah, but then you escape. All, yeah. That's the only thing it looked like he was going to try to do.
Sometimes that's all you can do.
But like,
hey, wait till you're mounted by someone that's a black belt in jiu-jitsu that really knows how to bite their hips to your body and puts all their weight on you. It's tough. Sometimes you're trapped, man. You can really be legitimately stuck in mount. Guys in the MMA in the old days used to tap out when they got stuck in mount because their jiu-jitsu was bad.
Do you think it was his fault, though, for like not really knowing
I think it's how a to bad, fight? No, I think it's a bad stoppage by Herb Dean. I do. I'll go to my grave thinking that.
Do you think it was a bad matchup? Because like he doesn't.
He's Australian fighting in Australia. That's why he got the matchup. It's not because of anything else. They need a guy. They just need a guy.
I mean, he was 10-0.
He's 10-0. He's a legit contender, right? He's good.
But then he fought somebody who knows how to fight, like really good.
Yeah, he moved up, and he's fighting one of the best fighters in UFC history. Going into the fight, he has the most significant strikes landed in heavyweight history, 1,009 landed strikes.
Who?
Junior Dos Santos.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you're going in there fighting. This is a huge step up. Dos Santos isn't at the level that he was like a few years ago.
But he knows how to, like.
But he is still phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, your knowledge of how to fight doesn't go away. It's the physicality.
And his physicality is not really going away. There's just questions about his chin.
Yeah.
And his durability because he takes so many shots. And he's a little bit small for heavyweight these days.
But, I mean, the problem was.
But he looked bigger. He didn't look as small as he normally looks. He looked like he put on a little size. He looked really good. He moved really well. He did showed his chin, though. He got rocked a little bit.
You think he's going to have a resurgence?
No, I don't think so. I think guys with good movement are going to be able to light him up. And it looks like his chin's still not there. But, dude, it's so hard to say that because those heavyweights hit so hard. Every one of them can be a knockout.
My favorite part of the fight was when you said, was after he fell down a couple times, he got laughed at. What happened was basically he's throwing so wild, like he ended up falling down.
The one time him and Junior Dos Santos were both laughing about it.
The problem was he was like trying to do some running haymaker thing, and he like flew over.
I gotta say though, sometimes parts of the mat are really really slick. Like when last time I got knocked out, remember I fell down like twice. Both times my foot, like when I pivoted on my foot, I was standing on that. Whatever the thing is that's inlaid in the mat, but it's not like a permanent one. It was like a sticker, not a sticker one, but it was definitely added on after the canvas was laid. So it was a little bit slippery and my foot like had sweat on it. I don't know why. Usually my feet don't really get sweaty, but maybe it's nerves and like cold sweat a little bit or adrenaline sweat. And both times I slipped on a pivot. It was like a little embarrassing. I was laughing about that a little bit too.
I don't know. A Street Fighter fought a good fighter, and it didn't end well.
They just say Street Fighter. They're all MMA fighters. They all train in all the disciplines.
Yeah, but he does have a Street Fighter style.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, like, I mean, fighting against a real fighter with a street fighting style probably isn't the best idea.
I don't know. I think you're just accepting what they say as a walkout as truth. And it's just a scam so they feel cool when they say it. It really just is.
But nobody else... Has anybody else ever been called that, though?
But they come out to, like, thug jitsu and cave jitsu and, like, all kinds of, like, just made-up stuff. Just so that they can say stuff.
What do they call Kimbo Slice?
They call him Backyard Brawler. But, dude, he was training with American Top Team. He was working with top-level jiu-jitsu guys, wrestler guys. Like, he was a street fighter, but, you know, he trained, man. They all train. They're complete athletes.
You think the Street Fighter guy will ever come back?
Yeah.
Be a legit contender?
He's 10-1. He'll be back. He signed with UFC. Probably got a 3-fight deal for taking the main event. He'll be around.
Yeah.
Probably never seen him again. He'll probably only fight in Australia, but we'll see. Anything else, man? Do you think you're going to be starving and dead by the 30 days into this experiment?
No.
No?
No.
What are we having for dinner tomorrow?
Tomorrow... We're having raviolis.
All right, raviolis it is. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah, that is what I said. I really got hankering for some raviolis. Anything else?
Nope, not really.
All right. Well, Mom, we're alive. We're safe. Enjoy your trip. Be good. Don't ask anyone for too many Boston cream donuts. Tell everyone Tom Brady sucks. Everybody. Remember the joke I was making on the phone?
No.
It was in the car. I wasn't on the phone. No. In the car on the way to the airport. I was like, what if you just land there and Tom Brady's getting back from the game and you crash into him?
Oh, yeah. Because
you get there so late because your plane's delayed so much. And you could just be like, I don't understand English. I just see the light. I crash into the light. We should pay her to take out Tom Brady so maybe the Bills can win once.
Maybe.
Bills still. Oh my God, you're referring to this thing so bad. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Tripper, I let you out like 6 times today, you stinky. Oh, he's so stinky. We got to get him a cone of shame or some allergy medicine or something. He keeps licking himself. Let's see if we can find him a cone of shame tomorrow at Pet Store. I can't wait to put it on him. We'll put peanut butter on his paws so he can't get to it. Like, it'd be funny. So mean. We would not really do that. That's inhumane. But it's funny because you should see the look on Forrest's face right now. All right.
So mean.
So pick you up. I'm going to do black belt shuffle tomorrow. So bring your homework to the gym. Do the best that you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you need more time, let me know and we'll figure out what we can do.
My math homework's back to normal, so it shouldn't be too bad.
Okay, good. All your homework's done for sure. You're showered. I fed you. Let's get you to bed and we'll try and get this week started out positively. I have a great topic for tomorrow, too.
Good.
All right, I want to talk about video games tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, especially after that episode today. And then there's a lot of talk about Fortnite with kids your age. So I want to sit down and just have a video game talk tomorrow.
Cool.
Not a cool video game talk, like a crappy one. And then you know what we should do? We're going to have one where we talk about how video games are bad. And the next podcast, let's just talk about video games, how cool they are.
So Tuesday is a good video game one. Monday is a bad video
game. Yeah, Monday is like the addiction problem and emotional swings. And then Tuesday we'll talk about all the good times we have playing video games. How's that sound?
Sounds amazing.
And then... I don't know. Well, we'll figure out Wednesday when we do. We're starting to plan these podcasts out. Forrest had one question, and it took like 10 seconds, so I had to just talk a bunch of crap today.
Yeah.
But hopefully the next one will be better. I wanted to get into the Fortnite one, but we just didn't bring it up, and now we're out of time. We're about 20 minutes in, and I never got a hold of Mr. Ray. Mr. Ray ducked me. He didn't come into our K-Man's Corner podcast. We're going to talk about old man Chuck. It's the stinky, right? Now you're going to throw up too, dude. I'm telling you, it was a bad one. Let his ass out when you get out of here. We're going to stick his butt out the window at nighttime, man. Just like stick him in a window like an air conditioner. It's terrible in my room sometimes. It's brutal. I want to kill him. Just stick a plug in his butt. Oh, as worse, he's farted again. Tripper, we love you, dude, but give us a break, man. Your nose should be more sensitive than ours. All right, that's enough. Let's get out of here. People are like, oh, I can't believe I listened to this. And we're out.